Welcome.
I want you to put your hands on the podcast and feel the future coming down the pipe.
Hello, everybody. This is Ian McLeod bringing you The Quest, our third podcast mini, and really loving this format of short little tidbits for you just to take along with you and consume up, and then you're done. I think we'll probably still get the same amount of information out as if we did one big weekly one. Anyways, a little bit tastier. Today's podcast feeds a little bit off of yesterday's. Yesterday we looked at a very different way of measuring success in the podcast environment, right? We're clearly, from my point of view, we don't measure success just by the number of people who are listening to podcasts, but by the number of people who are creating podcasts. And I ended the show saying that we achieve success every time somebody picks up their microphone, creates a podcast, and posts it out there for everyone to listen to. So I just wanted to echo that because I really believe that strongly. So we're going to take another step in that same direction of looking at things from a different perspective, and let's take a look at podcasting from a little bit of a different perspective than the way a lot of people are today. Most people involved, by no means everybody, but most people come to it from a blogging background. Adam Curry mentioned something in his recent podcast about the fact that podcasters are standing on the shoulders of giants who have made this possible, and that's true. And that podcasting exists on top of the structure that is blogging. But come from it from another point of view, podcasting doesn't have to have anything to do with blogging at all. All you need is to create an MP3 file and an RSS file with an enclosure inside it, and you're done. You don't have to have a blog behind it. It's great if you do. It's great if you have a website that supports it. It's great to have all of the standards populated properly so this all integrates into blogging. But it doesn't have to. And I think in order to move this into the broad open market, you have to look at it that way. You have to accept the fact that podcasting exists in a space on its own, separate from blogging. And if you do that, and if you think about that when you're developing products, which I'm in the process of developing some podcast production tools, I am doing exactly that. I want to look at this, be very cognizant of the fact that we're using a blogging backbone, and we don't ignore that, and we integrate that into this, but all of the defaults, all of the way that everything's structured, from a user's point of view, is they don't have to know anything about a blog. They don't have to know that any of this evolved from blogging. All that they care about is they've heard about this really cool technology called podcasting that empowers them to put their voice out on the internet in a syndicated manner that anywhere between 0 and 50,000 today, and who knows, maybe it's 50 million in a few years, listeners can listen to. That is really what's important here, is look at this beyond the early adoption. Early adoption of podcasting is going to be bloggers. Bloggers are going to start soaking this up, creating podcasts, and help move this forward, and we need to embrace that because that's a natural path, and that's what's really going to bootstrap this whole movement from where we are today to real broad market acceptance. So, I'm not trying to alienate or discount the value of the underlying blog community. They're what's going to make this happen. But we need to move beyond that, and if we're going to move beyond that, you have to think about it that way. So that's it. Probably talked a little bit in circles around it. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, and I'm getting a little sleepy. So, but just wanted to get that thought out there. Think about podcasting in a mindset that's very, very separate from blogging. It exists on its own, and the tools that are created moving this thing forward should be very, very cognizant of that. And integrate it, make sure it works well with the blogging backbone, but let it live its own life. That's it for now. See ya.